Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast, where we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday morning sermon at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll address other topics. We hope these podcasts help you press the Word of God into your everyday life.
Good afternoon. Today is March the 1st, not the first day of spring that I was made aware of earlier, and this is take two, because Scott has post-sermon fog, and so we're trying this again. Scott stops me in the middle of our podcast, and he says, oh, we got to start that again. I'm like, why? It was great.
We were a good 5 or 7 minutes into take one, and I just felt like I'd gotten myself into a hole I didn't know how to get out of.
And then sometimes, Scott, you'll go, hey, we can just kind of piece this together. I can't create magic and just make it this flow. So we're starting again.
Take two, and maybe we'll get there now. And no, it is not the first day of spring.
No, it's
the first
not.
Day of March is not the first day of spring.
Well, I'm wishing it's the first day of spring. So we have been in the book of Romans.
Yes.
And great book. It's been so encouraging. Scott was telling you on Sunday, I've read the book of Romans a lot as a young teenager and a young Christian, but I think it started in Romans chapter 5, I think, when he's talking about justification and how it really was just opened my eyes to how the fact that I'm justified changes everything. Mm-hmm. Changes everything.
Yep.
I mean, my whole view on life has now shifted.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we're getting into Romans 12, and there's a corner that is turning.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting very practical.
Mm-hmm.
From here on out, it's going to be very, very practical as he's writing to this congregation, this church. And he starts off with the mercies of God and how the mercies of God really changes your behavior and how you live and how when we place ourselves at the foot of the cross, it's not that we think less of ourselves, but we think of ourselves less.
Yeah.
And rightly,
mm-hmm.
because we're in now the mercy of God has transformed us and made us new. So what I want to do, Scott, is we've talked about this over the next few weeks, do something different on our podcast. And what I want us to talk about is to talk about congregational life, how we live with one another in a community that's all about trying to honor and glorify God. And the reason for that is because there's a lot of reasons. I want to get to that in a moment. But we have just started talking about the church in Romans chapter 12, especially verses 4 and 5. And he's going to get to it further, even in starting in verse 9. So we want to do that over the next several weeks, talk about congregational life. And then my question to you is, obviously, because Romans brought it up, but why else? Why else should we, at this time, talk about congregational life in this season of Grace Community Church?
Well, a couple of reasons. You've mentioned the first one, and I'll just remind everyone that here at Grace, we generally take a book of the Bible, which is written for a reason and has a message to it, and we just go at it. We preach through it. We talk about it. We pray about it. It goes into community groups. I blog about it. You know, we're just hitting it from a lot of different angles. You and I do the podcast about it because we're trying to live as a congregation with the message of the gospel and the message of the Word of God, because that's what we have. We have a message, and so we're trying to live that out. So we're in Romans, and it's we're coming to this part, as you said, that's talking about the church and love in the church and functioning as a church. So we're gonna talk about it, and so I would just encourage people to know the next several weeks, remember that. What are you going to get on the podcast? You're going to get congregational life, okay? Mm-hmm. The second reason to talk about it, I think this past year has brought a great deal of challenge to local congregations. It has been a tough, tough year.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everybody knows that, but what I want to talk about is like how that's challenged the congregation.
Mm-hmm.
So the COVID-19 situation has caused a challenge to the congregation. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what a person thinks the approach should or should not be. We all have to admit it's brought some challenges.
Mm-hmm.
There's isolation people are dealing with, differences of opinion over how churches should function during this time. So that's brought a challenge. Along with COVID, of course, we've had a political season and a political year, a political just a lot of disagreement and so that's brought challenges because, you know, I think maybe not just last year, but in the past several years, maybe some of the differences that people have related to political issues have come to the surface more.
Yeah.
And then along with that would come social. And along with that, a part of that would be racial challenges. People maybe not agreeing on the approach to take on certain of those issues. I hope we wouldn't have a difference over the fundamentals there.
Right.
And I don't suggest that we do. I think the people that I know here at Grace and Christians who understand the gospel and believe the Bible know that that there is a government. Its government is given by God, and we should honor that and live as citizens. So, you know, there's no disagreement there that I know of, and I don't see disagreement among us that justice and righteousness should come to play in a society. And I don't see disagreement over the fact that racism and partiality are sins.
Right.
So hopefully we agree on that. But I do see, we see that some of the approaches on all the above, COVID and the others, people have differences of opinion on the way you go about dealing with those issues.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that this podcast is going to have the definitive answer on any of that. What I'm saying simply is that these things have brought challenge to local congregations.
Yeah.
And maybe we can get on the same page, but even if we can't, there is a way to live together that is fundamentally about unity in Christ.
Yeah.
And that's what Romans
and
other passages, Ephesians, other places in the Bible can teach us.
Now, and I would probably say, Scott, correct me if I'm wrong, but you would say, you know, because of the isolation, again, and no fault to people that may needed to stay home for various reasons, but because of that, and because of some of the other issues you brought up in the world that we're dealing with, that can create kind of a mission drift.
Yeah.
Kind of like, what's our primary calling as the church? And it can get a little bit, it's natural when you begin to get in all these issues that we're dealing with, disoriented, as we've said a lot at Grace, you can begin to think, oh, well, what is our mission?
That's right. So, on that, I mean, you know, the isolation, the fact that many have had to stay home, even when the church, even when our congregation was able to meet, there were many who couldn't meet, and some who still can't meet.
Yeah.
Hopefully they will be able to soon. So that's a part of it. And then even those that are meeting in person, it's just different. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, the disorientation of all that can cause congregations to lose a sense of identity, lose a sense of their mission to one another, their mission in the world. Ultimately, their ministry to God, which is to worship, and then to reflect His glory.
Yeah.
So I do think that's that's another challenge of the day that requires us to come back and just have some honest, prayerful, thoughtful sermons and discussion, and this podcast about the local congregation.
So here's a question, and then I'm going to get into verses 4 and 5 and why it's really foundational as we think about living in a congregation together. What is at stake, Scott? If you think about congregations and how they relate to one another, in a community, what do you see is at stake? Like, why is that so? And you just said, we've had differences, is why we need to talk about it. But what's at stake if we maybe don't do that well?
If we don't live.
Like if we don't live in a way that's according to Scripture with one another, and even in the midst of these differences and challenges, like, what's at stake?
Okay. Well, I'm going to be careful here. One thing we know for sure is that Jesus is Lord of His church.
Right, yeah.
And that God will sovereignly accomplish His purposes for His church and through His church.
Right.
So we have to be careful.
Right.
That we don't go around acting like
it's all up to us.
That's right. Yeah. And that if we somehow miss something or don't get something right, then somehow God is going to suffer, or God's plan is going to suffer. So I just wouldn't agree with that.
I mean,
there are too many there are too many promises and even benedictions in the Bible, you know, in the New Testament about how the Lord is going to present us blameless before his throne. You know, there's too much vision in the Bible that God's going to get his people around the throne in the end. So having said that, though, I will say that that doesn't mean just because we believe that God is sovereign and that Jesus is Lord of his church, it doesn't mean that we won't suffer. Mm-hmm. That we won't suffer some lack of fullness of the work of God among us if we're disobedient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we will. It will be to our detriment.
Yeah.
If we do not follow Christ together, if we don't do congregational life together, it will be a lack of joy for us, a lack of mission fulfillment on our part.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's at stake. I think a witness in the world is at stake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want people to be able to look to the church and not to see just a different version of worldliness.
Yeah.
You know, just another subgroup of the world. We want people to look at the church and see something that is different.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the unity around the cross of Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
and congregational life that shows the power of Christ to transform. Mm-hmm. If that's not there, you know, people don't see it. We don't experience it. People don't see it. And that's not a good thing.
Yeah. Good. So now let's look at the text that you were preaching at on Sunday, verses 4 and 5, talking about unity in Christ. Why is this so foundational as we begin to talk about congregational life and living with one another and among each other? Why is that so foundational?
Yeah. Well, I could say a lot of things, but here's the one thing that I will say from this passage, Romans 12, 4 and following. The point, I'll read it and I'll make the point and then I'll read it. The point would be that it's telling us what is,
mm-hmm.
and it's calling us to live it out,
mm-hmm.
to live up to the reality. Okay. So here it says, "For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function." So there's an analogy of a human body. That's a human body he's talking about. One body here is the human body. Then he says, "So we," now he's shifted to the church, to say the church is like the human body in this way, "so we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members one of another, having gifts that differ," and then he explains the gifts, and in each one, he's encouraging the use of them. Mm-hmm. So what just happened in that little passage is the Apostle Paul laid out a reality. And that reality is all who are in Christ belong to one another in the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then he says, "So live up to it." That's why it's foundational. We as Christians are not trying to achieve something that God planned as if it's up to us. We are accepting the reality of what God has made so by grace, by mercy, and through faith in Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then we're living up to it. So I want to say, you know, as we start out this whole, you know, the next few weeks talking about the congregational life together, that we need to start right there. Let's start with reality.
Yeah.
And that is all who are in Christ together with their brothers and sisters in Christ. We are individually members one of another. If we can start there, see, if I can say to every person who truly has faith in Jesus Christ, who professes Jesus Christ as Lord, that we're in the body of Christ, then what we're trying to do is live in such a way that is in keeping with the mercy and grace of God in Christ, the reality in Christ.
Yeah.
So it's not just a head game, you know, it's not just a let's play mental games with ourselves to try to trick ourselves into something. We're starting with a fundamental reality.
Yeah.
It doesn't, I can't, there, you know, probably won't be able to explain a lot of reasons why congregations are made up the way they are, and some people are, you know, comfortable in some congregations and not in others, and why there are differences in congregations, and you know, those are going to be some challenging realities.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't forget the fact that the reality is that we are individually members one of another in Christ.
Yeah.
And let's work from there and see how the Lord might be glorified through us.
You know, kind of as you talk, I know, Scott, a lot of times when you're preaching and in other settings, Grace, you'll say things, but you're a Christian.
Yeah.
You're a Christian. This is not, you're a Christian. Act this way. That's your reality. You're in Christ. And it's almost the same way, but we're saying, oh, but you're one in Christ together. You're members of one another. And it's kind of like how Paul's going to go. You're
that's
members
right.
of one another. So therefore, this is what you do.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
That's beautiful because if you don't, you know, if we don't start from the reality, then we're just going to go do life like the world, and we're going to go try to be a group of people like the world.
Yeah.
You know, so when I say at Grace, but you're a Christian, what I'm saying is God has redeemed you by his grace. Don't live like the world.
Right,
you've been redeemed out of the world. If you don't remember that, you could live just like the world.
Yeah.
So it is with the church. We should say, but we're the body of Christ, which means we don't want to try to live together in some kind of social relationship using the same means of the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not a political party.
Yeah.
We're not a social club.
Nope.
We're not like any other group of people who are rallied around something that is this worldly.
Yeah.
We're not. Mm. We are the body of Christ.
Yeah.
That should make a difference.
Yeah.
In terms of the way we reflect that. Mm.
Yeah,
in our relationships with each other and in the world.
Which I know, I mean, we're going to talk about a lot of these, but I mean, you're getting into identity.
Yeah.
You're talking about identity, which is such a good reminder because, as you said, in the disorientation of our world we've been living in and maybe even isolation, you can easily start making your identity about something other than what you just said.
That's right.
Which can head into really unhealthy places if we're not careful. Mm-hmm. Again, this is why we're coming back saying, but we are in Christ.
Yeah.
We are members of one another, which changes the way we relate.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think people's identities have been challenged.
Yeah.
We have a doctor here in our church who's writing a blog called Doxology, D-O-C-S-ology, Bill Maynard. And I read, he sent it, I don't know if it was today or this week, but anyway, I just got to it this morning. He has a line in there, and the line was something like, you may not have been exposed to coronavirus, but coronavirus has exposed you.
That's good.
And I read that, I said, man, that is right on.
Yeah.
So coronavirus has exposed a lot of the thing, and other things, not just coronavirus, but this year has exposed a lot of the ways we've been finding our identity, placing our selves on something other than Christ. And we got to quickly say, that doesn't mean that the other things are not important.
Right, totally. Yeah.
Politics is important.
Yeah.
You know, social issues are important.
Yeah.
We live in society, so we have to do it. But we're Christians.
Yeah.
And we are the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just at least start at that place.
Yeah, that's good.
And say, how do we go from there?
Yeah, which again is another reminder, and I think you said on Sunday, which is to understand, which I think should cause us to worship, is the body of Christ is a supernatural creation. I mean, the fact that, I mean, I looked up on Sunday and Scott looked around, and there are so many people, I'm like, I don't know if we would ever have known each other.
Yeah.
But for the fact that God has reconciled us by his son.
Yeah.
And because of that, I'm in this community that I would have never known you otherwise.
That's exactly right, brother.
It's a beautiful thing.
That's exactly right. And that's one of the powerful things about the gospel.
Yeah.
It unites people who are different.
Absolutely. It's good. Well, I think we can end our podcast there. Again, we'll spend the next several weeks talking about congregational life, and we'll continue in Romans 12 on Sunday.
Great. Thanks,
right.
man.
Thanks.